This is the Pacifica National Board teleconference for March 25th, 2007. Our secretary, Mary Byrd, isn't here yet. What did I say? It's February. It is February, all month long. Yes,
it
sorry.
Is February.
February 25th, 2007. So Mary Byrd, our secretary, isn't here yet, so Sandra Rawline has kindly agreed to take notes until Mary's on. Sandra, can you call the roll?
I was hoping that you would do that because I don't have the list in front of me and I don't have access to the printer that I usually use at my office. So
okay, I'll do it.
If everybody will chime in, I'll write down the names of all present.
Okay, thanks. We'll start with our affiliates. Rip Robbins?
Present.
Lori Taguma? And if anybody has Lori's number, if they could contact her and let her know. AC Byrd?
I'm sorry?
AC Byrd here.
AC?
Yes.
Okay.
Ambrose Lane?
Okay.
Ambrose did not answer. Rob Robbins? Thomas Ruffin?
Okay.
Lisa Davis?
Okay.
Bob Lederer?
Here.
Okay,
Ray LaForest?
Right here.
Ray. Hey, Ray.
Bertold Dreamers.
Bertold. Hi, Bertold.
No, I don't think Bertold said yes.
No, he didn't? Okay, so Bertold is not present. Okay.
Sandra Rawline.
I am here.
Evelyn Bassoon. Wendy Schrell.
Here.
Wendy's here, okay.
Michael Woodson. Don White.
Here.
Don,
Lydia Brisson.
Hey, Don.
Here.
Dave
here.
Adelson is here. Margaret Prescott. Margaret's not here. Sandra Hauptman.
Margaret requests to be excused. She's still in the hospital.
Yeah, we don't do excused absences. It's fine.
Okay.
Sandra? That was Chandra.
Yes, I'm here.
Chandra's here, okay.
Dog Rondawa?
Yep.
Lauren Williams?
Right.
And Mary Berg. The executives are Greg Guma?
Here.
And Lonnie Hicks?
Here.
Sandra, how many people are present?
Okay. Ambrose is here.
No, Ambrose is not.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Okay, let me start from the top. Dave is here. Rip is here. Lori is not. AC is here. Ambrose is not. Rob Robbins is not. No, I'm sorry. Rob Robbins is here.
No, Thomas he isn't. He did not answer.
Okay. Uh-huh. Thomas is here. Lisa?
So Thomas Lisa Ruffin did not answer.
Mary Berg is here. I'm here, Mary Berg. Can you hear
Mary
me?
Mary Berg, okay.
I'm sorry.
You're the secretary. I'll let you take over, sweetheart.
Okay.
I'm just trying to get the role here. Bob Lederer is here. Ray LaForest is here. Evelyn Bassoon has not responded. Sandra is here. Wendy is here. Michael Woodson has not responded. Don White is here. Lisa Davis is not here. Dave is here. Mary Berg, is here now. Chandra is here. Sarv is here. Lavarne has not responded. And I think that's all I have at this point.
Thomas is going to get on.
Great.
Hey, Thomas.
Can you tell us if we have quorum, please?
Okay.
Count me.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. 15, is that correct? I have 15 present?
Not counting Lonnie and Greg.
Well, not counting Lonnie and Greg, and I'm sorry,
okay.
Lonnie and Greg, I didn't mean to
acknowledge
these.
We don't count
these
for these purposes.
Sandra, they don't count towards quorum. That's fine. I wanted to be sure we have 15 board members.
Well, it looks like we have 15 voices represented.
Great. Okay. The first item on the agenda is the approval of the agenda. I sent out a proposed agenda. I'll read it quickly and then ask for, I'll read it quickly. The approval of available minutes, 15 minutes. The ED report, 20 minutes. Coordinating committee report, 30 minutes. Personnel committee report, 30 minutes. Finance committee report, 15 minutes. Elections committee report, 20 minutes. This followed by new business. The Byrd motion regarding consultation communication of PNB directors requesting inspections of stations other than their local station, 10 minutes. Consideration of legal counsel participation in PNB in-person meetings, 10 minutes. The motion on the protocol for resignations by Brazan, 15 minutes. We had the Ruffin resolution on federal prosecution of the Black Panther Party and Black Revolutionary Army members, but Mr. Ruffin's asked that we postpone that until our in-person meeting in D.C. The letter motion from USOC on policy and staff training for FCC rules on indecency, 20 minutes. The affiliate director election process for 2008 for 5 minutes, which is just to notice that we need to deal with it. And LSC compliance with LSC roles and responsibilities for 5 minutes. And that's in the same class. Is there a motion to adopt that agenda?
Ms. Chairman?
Yes.
I would like to. I'd like to discuss this after.
Right, we need a motion and a second, and then we can amend it.
Okay. I move to. I second it.
If you could move it, then we'll get a second.
It, yeah.
Okay, Randhawa moves approval of the agenda. Is there a second?
Oh, wait a minute! I can't write that fast. I really.
Yeah, second. Thomas, second.
Thomas Ruffin seconded it. You don't need to take who made second.
Okay.
It's open. Mary, are you taking the notes now?
The notes, yes.
Mary,
okay,
are you
Sandra,
in charge now?
You don't
now?
Have to worry.
Okay.
Yes,
Mary, we hear you.
Okay, Wendy,
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to discuss this matter.
Okay, so go ahead. We have do you have amendments?
Yes. Mr. Chairman, given that the proposed agenda here for both meetings is 5 hours, 30 minutes, and the public session is for 3 hours and 40 minutes, and the executive session for 1 hour and 50 minutes, and I think this just is just too much, and there are lots of it's not acceptable for most people. People can't even think straight after 3-4 hours. I propose to amend this agenda, and I propose that the public meeting be ended after 7:50 p.m. Eastern, and that will make the whole meeting here public meeting for 2 hours and 40 minutes if we assume starting at 5:10 p.m. Eastern by cutting, number one, approval of the available minutes, and all the new business at the end. And I would like to ask a point of information from Greg. Greg has given an extensive a written report. And Greg, is it possible that you could cut 10 minutes from your presentation?
No problem for me. I don't have to make a presentation. I can speak for 3 minutes, and then you can just ask some questions.
Thank you. And so that'll be 10 minutes. So I move that remove item 2, cut the ED report to 10 minutes, and all the new items at the end.
Okay, there's a motion.
Second.
It's been seconded. Is there a discussion on the amendment?
I'd like to modify the motion. This is Sandra. I would like to modify the motion that all presentations and all discussions be cut to halftime. In other words, you said X number of minutes for such and such, X number of minutes for such and such, that whatever the number of minutes you suggested initially be cut to half the amount.
Okay. And we're going too far. I was going to move that we extend, restore the time for the executive director.
Is there a second to Sandra's motion?
I have no problem, Sandra. I'll second it.
Thank you.
Okay. Then the that is open for discussion now. Russ Thomas, would you like to speak on that motion to cut time by half?
Well, as long as since there's always provision to extend time if necessary, I think it's best just to move on. And take Sandra's motion as is. So I'm going to vote for it. I think we do put too much on the agenda in person meetings and telephone meetings. And I agree. I think that was Sarv making the motion. I agree with everything that he said. But quite frankly, there could be questions for everybody. So for the executive director, we could cut it to 10 minutes or 3 minutes or 5 minutes. But if it goes back to 20, then there we are. But we can always move to extend the time. So I think, just for the sake of convenience, I'll accept Sandra's motion because I think that's good. I'm willing to vote for it.
Yeah, I'm going
to... Don White on the stack.
And Rip Robbins here, too.
And this is Lydia on
the... I'm going to say something as the person who proposed the agenda. What happens is that we cut the time, and then we re-extend, and there's time taken on both ends. So I think people need to be aware of it. Don?
Well, just very briefly, I think we need to be careful when we say that the ED has given a written report and therefore we can read that and then go to questions. Let's keep in mind that this is streamed for listeners, sponsors, and listeners. So I think we should not cut the ED to the extent that he cannot at least address very briefly every item in his report so listeners know the context for our questions later.
Rip?
Yes, the first thing I'd like to point out is that no matter what the agenda says in terms of time, we don't have to talk that long. If people were able to move through the business, we would end as soon as we're done with the business. But more importantly, I'm concerned that people are postponing business. The business that we see on the agenda are important matters that are brought forward by directors and committees, or generally have to do with the responsibility we have as a board to oversee the foundation. Here we are on the best day of the year. We're already going to be discussing the evening meetings that we're going to have that are such a problem. And here we are with the afternoon that we've all taken the time off already for. And now we have directors at the last minute trying to shortcut this process. The listeners out there are continually writing about the problems that they see with this board providing things like available minutes. And now we're seeing motions to cancel approval of minutes. What are the listeners thinking right now when they hear these directors talk about the need to cut the reports from the other directors? I just find it really irresponsible and that we should continue with the agenda as it was proposed.
Sir Chair,
Wendy,
Sandra.
Hold on. Is there a point of order from somebody who was speaking while the
member was
speaking?
A point of order from Sandra?
Go ahead.
I'm not trying to shortcut anybody. I'm just trying to be very efficient and concise.
No, you're out of order.
Thank
you. You're out of order. That is a point of discussion, not a point of order.
Okay,
and
sorry.
I don't want people abusing parliamentary process.
Can you read this, please?
I have Lydia
and Ray.
There was a spouse. Okay, Ray.
And Wendy.
Go ahead. And Wendy. Go ahead, Lydia.
Okay, so I support Sarv's motion for the following reasons. Is that I think that we can't take questions and we can extend if the 10 minutes, for example, for the ED is not sufficient. And by the way, I'm fine with having the motion I had moved regarding resignations and so forth. I actually plan to bring that in front of the governance committee instead. So I have no problem with that. But what I have discovered on two committees that I have sat on for the past couple of weeks is that when you give too much time to an item or a longer period of time, yes, people can edit themselves, but I have found that in Pacifica, it only encourages people to talk for a really long time, and I found these philosophical discussions taking place rather than concise discussions. So I'm more comfortable with extending if we must. And I think we're going to take up close to the original amount of time anyway because of some of the items. I do not agree with Sandra in terms of cutting everything in half because there are some discussions that I think are going to require that we know are going to be lengthier discussions. And so I wholeheartedly support SAR's proposal.
Great.
I didn't hear everything Lydia said, but I think I would support Sal's motion. The problem with cutting everything in half is that some things are more pressing, or I could argue, I guess, more important than others, and so we cannot just cut everything just across the board. I think it makes sense, though, to look at items that, you know, like those that have been suggested, be removed. I mean, it's one thing. If you're on the East Coast and then it's 10:30, it's getting late, and it takes a different perspective for us here. So I realize that the plenty of items have to be dealt with. Right now we have 5 hours and 30 minutes, and I would support cutting some of it off.
Okay, before we go on, I'd like to apologize to the member for my tone and admonishment earlier. Please accept my apology. Next person is Wendy.
Thanks. I was listening to PNB meetings in December before I was actually seated on this board again, and I watched the PNB postpone things until the February meeting. When we were in the Houston meeting, we sat there and put all kinds of things onto the February meeting. We had extensive discussions on the PNB list about when to have the February meeting, and people wanted this day. I'm not going to repeat everything that Rip said, but I'm with him on a lot of this stuff, and I'd also like to point out that by making these amendments to the agenda, we've already wasted about 15 minutes talking about the amendment. So, you know, people wanted this day. I objected to Sunday because it's a day when we should have the day off, but we're all here now. I think we should have the meeting and get through as much as we can. Obviously, 5 hours is ridiculous, but, you know, we're the ones who put all this stuff into this one agenda, and if we put it off until a weeknight, then we have that same thing where the meetings go on too late into the night. So I'm going to vote against both of the motions, both of the amendments.
Dave, this is Sandra. Can I get on the stack?
Yes. Go ahead, Sandra.
Oh, I mean no disrespect when I request that we cut everybody's time by half, only in the essence of efficiency, in that if people would agree to hold their comments to the bare minimum, just state your point and let's get on with it so that we can have an efficient meeting and it not be 5 hours long. I would appreciate that, and I think the listeners would as well.
May we bring these amendments to a vote, or is there further debate? There's no further
question.
Debate. First, we're going to take the motion to cut all items by half. Will you call the roll, Mary?
Okay. One second here.
Could I? This is Michael Woodson. Could I know how to start my phone?
I'm sorry. I didn't hear that.
Don't worry about it, Mary.
But do add him to the roll because Michael Woodson's here now, apparently.
Okay.
So how do you silence your phone?
Star six.
Star six.
Right.
Thank you.
I have to get to the. I'm having problems getting my email, so bear with me. I need to find the names to read. They're disappearing off the screen here. I don't want to take any more time, but this isn't the day for the computer to act up. But
do you want me to help?
Here we go. I think this will do it. Sure, if you want to.
I can call the roll. Are you ready?
Yeah, wait, this is going to open. Okay. Rob Robinson.
I vote yes.
Okay. D.C. Bird. Stacy Bird not here, okay.
And this is her version.
Thomas Ruffin.
I changed my mind. I'm voting against the amendment.
You're voting against it. Okay.
Against the amendment.
Ambrose Lane. Don White?
No.
This is Lisa. I'm on the call.
Oh, okay. Great.
Briefly.
Where am I? Lydia Brazon?
No.
Dave Adelson? Oh, wait. You're not voting. Is Margaret Fresco on here?
No.
No.
She's not. Okay. Ray LaForest?
Hello, can you clarify the vote again for me?
The motion is to cut all agenda items by halftime.
I vote no.
Okay. Lisa Davis.
Pass.
Okay. Bertold Reimers. Is he on call?
Not here.
I don't hear him. Bob Lederer?
No.
Hello?
Evelyn Bethune?
Excuse me, Mary, that's AC. He's unmuted. You can take his vote.
Oh, AC. Okay. How about you, AC? How do you vote?
I vote no.
Okay. Evelyn Bethune? Don't hear Evelyn. Sandra Rowland?
Well, I vote yes.
Okay. Well, I have to ask. I know it's your motion,
Mary,
but...
Mary, keep going.
Just a little good humor for Sunday afternoon.
Wendy?
No.
Michael Woodson?
No.
Let's see. Sarah Rondella?
I vote with Sandra. Yes.
You're voting yes. Okay. Okay. LaVarne Williams? Not present. I don't hear her anyway. Sandra Helfman?
I vote no.
Mm-hmm. Mary Bird votes no. Rip Robbins?
I'm not voting with or against any person. I'm simply voting no.
It is out of order during a vote to engage in debate. Please give yes or no.
Is Laurie Tagum on call? Is she on the call? Laurie?
Oh, she's not.
Okay. So we have... We have nine... Let's see, wait.
I think it's pretty much overwhelming, Madam Master
okay,
Chair.
Folks,
we have eight no.
Three.
We have three yes. We have 11 no and three yes.
I don't mean to be unduly authoritative or overbearing, even when I am. But if members decide to comment on every action of the body, as we go through this, the time will expand, and everybody who wants to see it shrunk will be quite dismayed. So I just want to ask people, please, let's keep a bit of discipline here. I'll do my part, and if everybody else can do theirs, I would really appreciate
point
that.
Point of information.
Well,
yes.
In all sincerity,
yes.
Mr. Chair,
hold
this
on.
Sandra.
Lisa has a point of information.
Well, actually, might not be a point of information, but I passed. I don't recall.
I'm sorry, you did pass, and I didn't get back to you. Do you want to make a vote now? That's very true, you did.
Yeah, I vote no.
You vote no, so it's actually 12 no. Okay.
Hey, Sandra, as a matter of privilege, I'll recognize your comment.
Well, in all sincerity, I appreciate everybody's opinions and their thoughts and their votes and whatnot. I was not trying to cut short anybody. I just wanting to make this more efficient. And if there's any way that we can do this, I ask in the matter of efficiency if everybody would be willing to cut short their time. I don't want to vote because the vote has already outweighed me, but in the matter of efficiency, be succinct and
say what you want to say and get done with it. That's
Thank
all.
You.
Thank you.
I'd like to ask for somebody to volunteer to be timekeeper to notify me when we are 5 minutes before the end of an item. Would somebody serve as timekeeper and also who will track 2 minutes of speech during debate by each member?
I'll try
somebody
to do that. This Thomas, I'll try to do that.
Thomas,
is that you?
Yes.
Yes.
I'll try to do that.
5 minutes before an item terminates, Thomas is going to let me know, and then we will move to a vote at that point. At that point, motions to extend will be in order. Now we have the SARB's amendment. SARB's amendment is to strike the approval of minutes in all new business and to reduce the ED report by half. Will you call the roll, Mary?
By half.
And
I'm sorry. I have 10 minutes.
And approval of minutes are taken off, too.
I have cutting the ED report by 10 minutes. Okay, but that's
right.
By half.
Is
half. Right. Okay, sorry.
Striking the approval of minutes. Will you call the roll,
Thank
please?
You.
Correct. Okay. So, Rick Robbins.
No.
Okay. Lori Tegumo, not present. Sarv Randell.
Yes.
LaVarne Williams, not present. Yeah. Chandra Halpin.
No.
Mary Berg. I'm passing right now. Evelyn Bethune. Okay, Sandra Rowline.
Given that nobody's willing to reduce all the other reports by
half.
Excuse
me, you're out of order. Debate is not in order during a vote.
Oh,
if we
I'm
want
sorry.
To be efficient,
no.
You've got to follow the rules.
You are voting no, Sandra?
Yes, I'm voting no.
Correct. All right, you're voting no. Thank you. Wendy Schroll.
No.
Michael Woodson.
No.
Ray LaForest.
This is to shorten the timeline?
Yes.
Yeah.
By striking
yes.
the approval
yes.
of minutes and new business.
I'll pass.
Reduce. Let me think.
Are you
and
passing?
It's also reducing the ED report.
Did you say pass? I
yeah,
heard you say,
yes, I'm looking
okay,
at it.
Okay, thank you. I just want to make sure I got it right. Okay. Lisa Davis? Berthold Reimer, he's not here. Bob Lederer?
Yes.
Don White?
No.
Lydia Bergeron?
Yes.
Dave, you're not voting right, Margo's not here. Rob Robinson? Rob? I thought you were here. Okay. I don't hear him now. Okay. A.C. Bird?
Yes.
By the way, for anybody who's muted, *6 unmutes you on this service.
Thomas Ruffin?
Yes.
Ambrose Lane, are you present? Yes, not. All right. Lisa Davis, you passed.
Are you coming back to me?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. And Ray LaForest?
I'm sorry, this is due to the approval of minutes, and what's the second item?
All new business and reduce the ED report by 10 minutes.
Was that him that just checked out?
No,
he
hit the wrong button.
He's considering. Ray, are you
yes.
there?
Yes. I was looking at it. I say yes. I was looking at
you
the
you are saying
the
yes? Okay.
Items.
Okay. Mary Burke says no. And I think that's everybody, Is there anybody whose name I did not call?
You never got a response from Rob.
No. Is Rob...
Rob's not on the line.
Okay.
Right. I meant whose name, who's here, who I didn't call. Okay. So, the no. Seven. Yes.
Seven.
I have a tie of seven.
This is Rob.
Eight.
Oh, Rob, how do you...
I'm sorry, I was doing pound six like an idiot. I voted yes. I beg your pardon, everyone.
You just
okay,
broke the tie.
Do you want to cast your vote on Sarv's motion to reduce
yes,
the tie?
Yes, I wanted to vote yes. I tried
to.
You
want to vote yes. Okay. So eight yes, seven no.
Well, then nine.
Okay. The amendment,
so it
amendment carries.
Excuse me, David.
Yes.
Did you have any desire to vote?
I'm very well aware of my ability to vote. is there any objection to approving the agenda as amended?
Hello.
No.
Yeah.
If I hear, there is an objection?
No, I think she was answering a phone call, but I'll let her speak
okay.
for herself.
I'll ask again. May we adopt the agenda as amended without objection? Hearing no objection, that agenda is adopted. The first item of the substantive agenda is now the ED report, for which we have 10 minutes. Thomas, if you could start the clock on us. Greg, go ahead.
Yeah, and Thomas, could you let me know at 4 minutes, please, if I'm still talking. For those who are on the stream or who have not been able to read the report, I covered a number of items, outreach, the archives, Americans with Disability Act, PMB, election issues, programming, and financing. I'll just give you a few of the highlights and one other item. We have a new affiliate in Selma, Alabama, WBFZ. Are focusing more on the Radio for People campaign, which is a campaign to encourage people to apply for new non-commercial licenses. Ursula Rudenberg is working very hard on this and focusing on the Midwest. We are also developing a program that could be broadcast both by affiliate stations as well as our own stations. In the area of archives, we had a pretty successful fundraiser, which I attended about a week ago today, where we grossed $37,000 and we'll probably net about $26,000, which goes a long way to meeting the archives' overall fundraising goal for the year. They're doing rather well. In the area of disabilities access, our consultants have now visited four of the five Pacifica stations, and we're going to get together in about a week and a half to begin to discuss the possibility of acting on some of these items in a short, an immediate basis, although there are, long and short-term issues to be considered. And she, Francie Mulder, will also be present for our April PMB meeting to brief the board, and by that time, all of the access site visits and reports will have been filed. I am also, pursuing some of the suggestions for changes in how the in-person meetings are handled, in particular getting better amplification, and the staff is meeting also to discuss how to make this process more efficient, perhaps a little bit less expensive. I'm going to skip over the election discussion that's in my report because I believe that's on the agenda at a later point. In terms of programming, a couple of things just to mention that we do have now a new a program director who will be starting work at WPFW during the first week in April, Robert Hill, who's been associated with the station for quite some time. Also, our new network program director, Nathan Moore, has been touring the country, meeting with stations. He's currently in New York, the last stop on his nationwide tour of visiting all the stations and talking with people, and he and I will be conferring next Thursday to begin to develop a work plan. And there are there's a more extensive report on what he's discovered that I along the way that's in the report that I filed. We're working on some International Women's Day programming. There have been some questions raised about the process used for selecting a producer. All I can tell you in terms of that is that we have a process for beginning to vet and develop national specials in which the staff and management at all the stations are involved. And I believe it probably does need some more work in terms of making sure that information about these specials as they're developed is more widely disseminated within local stations. However, we always are facing a time crunch on these, even when we try to plan at least a month in advance. We are going to be attempting to implement the national programming clause of the race and nationality policy. Nathan is also working on that to bring together a producers group, and we hope to have a programming summit at the PNB meeting in April. We'll see if that can be worked out in regard to the other plans that the board is making. I also provided some financial information, but I won't go into that. We can discuss it if you wish. One other point I want to make that's not in the report is that we are also developing an online and digital distribution project. To some extent, this is a result of the board's motion at its January meeting. Also, Dave and Rob's work on this issue. We're putting together a scope of work and proposal for consideration by the Finance Committee, and later, assuming that we get some finance for the board. Rob Robinson has been doing a lot of work on this and developing the scope of work and working with the licensing and distribution task force. He's ideally suited to help us with this, and I've been discussing with him how he can potentially serve us as a consultant.
Mr. Chair, the Executive Director has 4 minutes.
Okay, and I think I've basically covered the waterfront here. I don't really believe, just one more comment on that last point is that some may ask why we don't do this with existing staff. The problem is that existing staff, myself included and others, already have quite a workload, and Rob is really positioned well as a result of the work he's done over the past year to help us move to the next stage, develop a viable plan. He's worked with the Foundation Council, the Creative Commons Council, and with unpaid producers, and so we'll see what that proposal looks like in its final form, and it should come back to the coordinating committee and the board, hopefully during the month of March.
Thank you, and I just want to say I believe the executive director's written report that he referred to was distributed by at least some members broadly. Greg, can you have that posted on the foundation website so interested listeners can read the text?
Sure, no problem.
Great.
I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thank you. It's open for questions.
Well, I don't have any questions. I just wanted to tell Greg happy birthday. You and I share the same day.
Yes, thank you.
How old is
today? Is your birthday?
Excuse me?
3459 for Sandra, but Greg is much older than I.
Yes, I'm ancient.
Okay. Any other discussion? Congratulations, Greg.
Yes, I was involved in the invention of the wheel.
This is Sean.
Okay, I know that was totally inappropriate, but I just had to put it in there because everybody is being so serious all of a sudden. Well,
yes,
what do you know?
We're just trying to get to the agenda. Chandra.
I know that's a West Coast person. This is Thomas. I have something to ask the executive director.
Okay, we have Chandra and then Thomas.
No.
Okay. I have a question. Well, I have a comment, actually. I had put forward a request to form an ADA task force, ADA implementation task force or committee for the PNB, and I was going to put it for I was going to put it forward at the April in-person meeting when Francie made her recommendations. But if you're getting together now to Greg to start exploring an implementation of her recommendations, then I think we need to form this committee at this present time.
Yeah.
And it could be part of the PNB or it could be separate from that, but I want to initiate that process and I'd like to work with you on it.
Yes, I thought you had a motion passed by the coordinating committee which was going to come to the board in regard to that, and I had assumed, I guess perhaps incorrectly, that we would be able to put that together before April. And I believe that also calls for actions at the local station level and formation of access committees there as well.
I did not see that in our minutes. I will research that while we're talking, and it's possible that we can have.
Maybe Chandra can enlighten us on that. Don't you remember putting forward that motion, Chandra?
Hang on, folks. We can do that in the coordinating committee thing.
Sure.
I'm hoping that, because in the interest of time, I want to recognize Thomas. I'll look at that, and I think maybe one way to start it is to have the executive director just take action on it rather than take board time at this point. We can.
Yeah,
but 1 minute left on this. No, pardon me. There's 2 minutes left on this item.
Jerry recognized Thomas.
Thank you. Greg, I didn't notice in your report, either in writing or orally, an Arbitron, the Arbitron rating. I think it would be helpful if you would provide that. But for the April meeting, would you be kind enough for each station to provide a detailed Arbitron report going back 10 years?
I believe that Lania actually has done that and has
it's
already...
It's not detailed. It's not detailed. And I think it's an interpretation of Arbitron. I would really like to see what the Arbitron is for the trend for each year. There's a report that indicates that WBAI and WPFW are in steep decline in Arbitron, I mean in listeners, and that stretched back since 1997, and that KPFK is also in decline. So I would like to verify that. It would be very helpful.
I will do my best. I have to admit to you, however, that this was one area I made quite clear that I am not expert in, and so I'm going to have to rely on other people to interpret the data, and would be helpful to me if you suggested some of the specifics that you feel are lacking in the material that's been provided to date so that we know what we're looking for.
Well, so that we don't take any more time on this item, I'll contact your office this week.
Sure.
Yes, can I get on the stack? This is Lisa.
We're at time on the item, I believe. It would require an extension.
Yeah, one more minute. No, we have run out of time.
Ahead,
you're right.
Lisa. Go ahead, Lisa.
Okay.
We have one more minute.
Okay. Greg, I just wanted to ask you a little bit more about the National Women's Programming. You made a brief reference to that.
Yeah.
I thought I heard you mention that.
Yes. Well, you want me to talk a little more about that?
Yeah, could you please just talk a little bit more about that? And
sure.
did you mention anything about a coordinator for the National Women's Programming?
I should say more because I know that this has come up. A couple of people, including some people on the program committee, have asked a couple of questions about this. The way this proposal was developed was there was originally actually Verna Avery Brown who brought it, you know, to our attention probably a month and a half ago that we should do
Excuse
something.
Time has expired.
Can I answer the question or no?
2 minutes so this question can be answered.
Yeah, hang on a second. So once I've granted the member the floor, please don't, you can say it, but then we're going to allow people to terminate.
Okay, time has expired on this item in the agenda.
Okay.
Thank you.
Should I answer the question?
You know, this is what I really hate about telephone calls, where your conference called on everybody.
Sandra, please.
Yeah, this is Sandra.
You're out of order.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I am so sorry, but everybody, I have been listening.
I'm going to admonish the member to not interrupt
okay.
the meeting.
I'm going to turn off. I'm going to turn off now. Can't stand anymore.
Go ahead, Greg.
Yeah. What happened was that when Nathan first started work, he became aware that there had been discussion, but nothing really formally developed in the way of a proposal, and primarily the way these proposals are developed is either an individual producer or an individual station manager or program director brings something forward. He took the initiative to begin discussing with the program directors and the station managers what they thought should happen, brought it to the operations group call at the first week in February, which we have every 2 weeks. At that point, the various program directors and station managers chimed in as to what they were already doing locally, and we had a discussion as how that could be coordinated. He then asked them, the station managers and program directors, to suggest to him who might be the producer of a two-hour special that took into account various segments from different stations and affiliates, got a couple of suggestions, and then contacted those people. This is actually more elaborate than the way these things have been done in the past. Frankly, we're always working under a very tight timeline, and we're supposed to plan these at least a month or 5 weeks in advance, and so we were already behind the eight ball. And so he contacted actually two people, and one was not available. I take your point, I think, that's been made by Serene Roberts and also by Sherna Gluck that this should be more widely disseminated. I agree, but I do think that the station managers and program directors have the responsibility to do that, particularly when they know that a program is being planned, and also to bring forward names. So I think that our process is improving, but it's not where it necessarily needs to be. But in this case, we followed as inclusive a process as was possible. And if you want to know a little more about how that works, there is a technical site that Pacifica maintains, which has the guidelines and the application process for national specials that outlines all of these points.
Okay, time's up for the ED report. The next thing is the coordinating committee report. That's 30 minutes. We have several motions, and I'd like to suggest that we divide the time. There are ultimately four motions, and we also need to address quickly this issue of the task force. Before we go into the main report, I just want to ask, Chandra, is it acceptable to you at this point? I still haven't been able to find text of a motion from the coordinating committee. Is it acceptable to you if you speak to Greg and he's authorized to go ahead to convene a task force to work with management on these issues? Would that be all right with you?
That would be fine.
Greg, do you have any problem with doing that?
No problem whatsoever.
Thank you very much. Okay. So the coordinating committee report, the coordinating committee has met a couple of times in the last 2 weeks, and we sent out over a week ago, a proposal for meeting date for the teleconferences and in-person meetings for the rest of the year. I'll be addressing that. We also have motions, which I transmitted, for how we can address the question of establishing PNB goals and the Democracy Now! Contract negotiation process. I also, in looking back to find the motion that Chandra and Greg were talking about, noted that I had failed to send to the board a motion on amending the job descriptions around the network with respect to able-bodied requirements. So I just sent that via email, and I'll be bringing that up. So the items that we're going to be dealing with are the process for PMB goal setting, the PMB meeting calendar, the Democracy Now! Contract negotiation process, and the able-bodied requirements. And I'd like to start with what I consider to take the least time, and that is the motion that I just sent you, because I think it should not be particularly controversial. But that motion is as follows. First, that all Pacifica Foundation job descriptions state the following. Quote, the Pacifica Foundation is an equal opportunity employer and does not discriminate against people on the basis of race, gender identity, ethnicity, religious affiliation, sexual orientation, age, or disability. And two, the job announcement...
That's not complete, bro. Sorry, Dave. That's not complete.
Okay, I'm reading the text from the minutes. And two, that job announcements requiring specialized skills add the following language. The person who will perform this particular job will be required to have the following specialized skills. Greg, you say that the text of the motion I read is incomplete. What's absent?
What is absent is additional characteristics. Race, gender identity, ethnicity, religious affiliation, sexual orientation, color, ancestry, national origin, marital status, medical condition, age, or disability. That was the way it was passed.
Yes,
that's
yes.
Correct.
Okay, thank you, Greg. Yes, sir.
Wendy was the one who took the meeting minutes, and I think we had it exchanged back and forth, and she sent the final minutes, and I think that what Greg said is correct.
Okay, thank you. If there's no objection, then Greg, can you reread it?
Yeah, the Pacifica Foundation is an equal opportunity employer and does not discriminate against people on the basis of race, gender identity, ethnicity, religious affiliation, sexual orientation, color, ancestry, national origin, marital status, medical condition, age, or disability. That's part one. Part two, job announcements requiring special skills add the following language. The person who will perform this particular job will be required to have the following specialized skills. And then those skills are to be included.
Okay, so that's open for debate. I'd like to take, is there any need for debate on this, or may we adopt it?
This is Bob.
Go ahead, Bob.
Very small addition. The word gender should be
gender and a comma should be before gender identity because those are two separate categories. Gender identity refers to someone being transgendered, and gender is whether they're male or female.
Is there any objection to adding gender, comma, gender identity? Hearing no objection, we'll add that. Is there any other need? Is there any other debate on this? Okay, hearing no further debate, is there any objection to adopting the motion? Hearing no objection, it's adopted. The next item is the, hold on a second. Pardon me for just a moment. Okay. The next item is the motion on goals and strategic planning. It is that the PMB spend Friday of the Washington, D.C. PMB meeting addressing goals and strategic planning development, and that the coordinating committee develop a concrete plan for that process. And the side note is that we need to decide by early March if staff is to be included as a programming summit may be planned for that day. Is there a debate on the motion?
I have a question.
Go ahead.
Hello. This is Thomas. What do you mean by goals and strategic planning development?
Okay, what was discussed, and I'm sorry, I should have provided more background. We had a process in Houston where we each described our individual goals and priorities, and then Bob Lederer, along with others, collated that and asked for the board to identify their primary priorities. But coming out of that process, what we didn't get was a concrete vision of the board's focus for the year, nor how we would accomplish the goals. So the idea is to spend that day Friday trying to become very concrete about how we would get what work we would get done over the course of the next year and how, both at a governance level and I think also at a foundation level. So it's really taking now the feedback we've gotten to date and also trying to get additional information in advance of it and spend those hours actually saying, and this is what we are going to do and how we're going to do it. Would anybody else on the committee like to clarify if they felt I did a clumsy job? Okay. Does that answer your question, Thomas?
That's fine with me.
Okay. Is there any need for debate on this?
Can I say something?
Yeah, sure. Oh, actually, one more point. When we say that the coordinating committee will develop a concrete plan, of course, we'll be bringing that back to the board, so the board will have another crack at it. Yes, Lisa?
I'm certainly for definitely taking discussion to discuss the issue that you just mentioned. I think that's very important. But am I to understand that you think all of Friday should be spent doing that?
Yes.
Yeah, see, I would just, I don't know just how much of the meeting for D.C. has been planned, but I know personally for myself, I would like to see, a little bit more of some of the other things on the agenda before I would, say all of Friday, because there could be some other things coming up that might also need to be given a little bit more time.
This is Wendy.
This is Bob.
Yeah,
and Ray.
I'm not necessarily against it, but I just would like to, get more of an idea.
This is Wendy. Just to clarify, the way these PMB meetings usually go, Friday, people work during the day. Friday evening is usually when the official public meeting starts. So the thinking is that Friday day, since we're all there anyway, is a day when we can do things that are more in-depth and so they're not talking about Friday all the way till 9 o'clock. They're talking about Friday during the day.
Hey,
I mean,
Bob?
I understand that, but.
I think this is a good idea, and I also think the programming summit, which is scheduled for the same day for staff, is a good idea, but I don't think they should be scheduled simultaneously because I think if we learned anything from our retreat we had on personnel issues at the last meeting, it's that staff and management need to be involved at the beginning, from the beginning of policy development. And so I don't think we should create a conflict in the times of people who really should be sitting at the table when we're discussing goals and strategic planning. So I don't quite have a solution at this point, but you know, one option might be to try. I know this would be very difficult to incorporate the strategic planning during the normal time of the meeting, which would be sometime between Friday night and Sunday afternoon. That might be one option. Or the other option might be to just postpone it till the July meeting. But one way or the other, I think it would be a big mistake to exclude staff from it. Unless there's some thought that maybe the programming summit should be postponed, which doesn't seem like it's such a good idea. That's it.
Hang on a sec. I just want to be clear. You're suggesting the possibility of postponing the board setting, doing goals and strategic planning till the July meeting?
That was one option. But the other option I said we could look at, and maybe we need more time, you know, than tonight to decide this, is whether we could fit it into the rest of the weekend so that the programming staff who will be there for the summit can also be part of this discussion later, Friday night or Saturday afternoon or whatever.
Okay, I'm going to recognize Ray in just a moment, but what I want to say is what this motion is about is telling the coordinating committee, yes, we...
Point of order. Mr. Chair, you weren't on the list, were you? You weren't on the stack. You're out of order. You just can't participate in the debate and regulate it, too.
It's debatable in that what I'm trying to do is explain the issue and that what this motion's asking, and so I think I'm going to overrule it. If you'd like, I can turn it over to the vice chair.
Give it to Sarv then.
Sarv, will you chair the section on the coordinating committee report?
Thank you.
Okay.
All
right. So what I wanted to say is that what this motion is asking, the essence of this motion is to grant the coordinating committee the ability to go ahead and start the planning because the planning has to happen rapidly even though the meeting is 6 weeks away. And so Ray was on the staff.
Yeah, well, I wanted to address the spirit, the intent of the coordinating committee motion. I don't, and like what was said earlier, I don't remember it being specific as to which part of the day it was or that it should be exclusively what we dealt with. I just remember that we voted to have it for Friday. I don't know if anybody else remembers it differently. And if we keep that interpretation, that will give us a flexibility as it comes closer to filling it appropriately, rather than deciding right now.
This is Lydia. May I be added to the stack?
Also added.
Ray, are you done?
Yes.
And Thomas, this is Thomas. I'd like to be added to it, too.
Okay. Go ahead,
Porter.
Yes?
The time issue, we have two more motions to get through, so what I wanted was the setting of time for each item.
That's not a point of order.
Mm-hmm. We're in the middle of a staff.
It's in the middle. Go ahead, Lydia.
Remember that we specified Friday, but not how much time on Friday. And there are other issues, including those that will be coming up at this later in this agenda, that will add more possibilities to Friday. So, and maybe not. But I would like to see the motion amended so as to strike the time frame for Friday, but just that. That we are going to include this during the PMB meeting.
Okay, so what's the exact wording there then?
That the PMB meeting shall address goals and strategic planning, et cetera, preferably on Friday, so that we can remain flexible.
Okay. Any second?
Second.
Any second at the moment?
Oh, I'm sorry, I second it.
Oh, a second. Okay. Any objections to including that amendment?
I would want to amend it. So if I should wait until it's my turn on the stack or if it's now the time, I'd like to do so.
Oh, you want to amend it?
Yes.
Okay, so that'd be the second amendment. Go ahead.
That the PNB spend Friday of the Washington, D.C. PNB meeting. That the PNB spend no more than 3 hours on Friday of the Washington, D.C. PNB meeting addressing goals and strategic planning development, and that the coordinating committee develop a concrete plan for that process.
Okay, so that's the amendment.
Please put me on the stack, Sarv, Wendy.
Okay. Now we're going to discuss Thomas's amendment.
Was it seconded?
Yes, I seconded.
Yes,
this is Ray.
Yeah. Okay, now it's stacked to that. Ray? And who else?
Roger, seconded.
Wendy.
Who else?